Okay, so this is an oral interview conducted with Danny De Oliveira. The interviewer is John Rodriguez. It is May 7th, 2018, and this is on Williams College's campus in Williamstown, Massachusetts. So if for the record, you could just please share your name, your age, your class year, your preferred pronouns, and the place you call home.
So I'm Danielle De Oliveira, but everyone calls me Danny here at Williamstown. I'm 20. I'm the class of 2019, and she, her pronouns, and home is Naugatuck, Connecticut, Danbury, Connecticut.
Great. Thank you so much. And just so that you have a little bit of context about what's going on, so we're archiving the At What Cost campaign that looks at Black representation in the arts across campus. That came about as a result of the Underground Railroad game performance a couple of weeks ago. And so the focus of these interviews is sort of to have, to record experiences or reactions from the student perspective and from the campaign perspective into the archive for future use, but also to sort of capstone this moment as it is occurring, and to get sort of real reactions to things and not just documents and paperwork. But I'd like to start off by asking you, what is your relationship to the campaign? And that doesn't need to be anything formal, just how you view yourself in relation to the campaign.
So I'm a student that went to Underground Railroad as part of the class. I'm currently a junior advisor to the class of 2021, so I had a couple frosh go watch it, and I had to talk to them about it. I wanted to talk to them about it, and a couple of them came up to me to talk to about it. I was on a panel for, I think it was called At What Cost? I'm trying to think if, because it's probably the campaign, but I'm, trying to think at what it was. And I'm, I'm active in the theater community here at Williams, Cap and Bells, Frost Review, the theater department. I was in a show my freshman year. I'm in gospel choir, so I'm, involved with the arts here.
Yeah. That's actually interesting. Can you just talk a little bit about, I'm sort of going to deviate from before moving to the next question, about your relationship to the arts at Williams and whether you view that as more, do you see yourself more on the student-driven end of things or on the academic-driven end of things?
It's my personal hobby, so I guess student-driven.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely my hobbies, not trying to pursue arts for after college.
So do you work a lot more with student groups rather than say the theater department or the music department or the dance department to do productions or to do things?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much more the student.